Hi, are you looking to boost your productivity and reduce stress in your life? Do you feel stressed out at work and can't finish that to-do list that you made? This is a book that might help you. Hi, my name is Anshuman Tiwari and I am here with a summary of a fascinating book, not a new one, but an amazing book on getting things done. And it is called Getting Things Done by David Allen. In many ways, the OG of all personal productivity books. So David Allen is known for this method of getting things done, and he popularized this method over 20, 25 years ago. And this book itself came over 20 years ago. And in this episode, I will share with you the overall structure of this book. Of course, if you want to know more, you will have to read the book or follow David Allen on his social media handles. But I will try and give you a summary which might interest you or excite you to read the book further. What is interesting to note is that the work of David Allen was in the pre-app era. So no Google Keep, no Evernote, no Notion, no other such software. And that is amazing because all of these apps later on have imbibed his philosophy of getting things done, of capturing work, categorizing it, and then doing something about it. So that was a summary. A little deeper now. David's method has five key steps. Capture, clarify, organize, reflect, and engage. And all of them are critical. I like this mental model. If you've seen my other book summaries or read my notes on LinkedIn, and if you haven't, then this is probably a reminder that you should follow me on LinkedIn and YouTube to get more of such content. But back to this book. I like this kind of mental model because it takes the planning out of planning. Otherwise, many of us try and create a template, a plan for plan, and it sometimes takes away too much effort just in the planning stage or even the planning for planning stage. So what do these five steps do? The five-step system helps you with clarity of mind, helps you manage your workload and focus on what is really important. Like Stephen Covey said, the most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. Read that out again. The most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. So when you prioritize, don't forget that list. The prioritization is not on your list. It is also to be in your actions. And David Allen and other such similar authors help us do that. Of course, getting things done is a popular hashtag today, but it started with David Allen's book. So the book's title itself is Getting Things Done. First step, capture. What do you do in capture? You don't try and remember things. You collect all tasks, ideas, commitments, and whatever is on your mind and pen it down. In the pre-app era, you used to write it down. Now you will try and maybe put it in an app like Notion or any other thing that you want to use. But the core principle is that don't keep everything in your mind. Don't try and remember stuff. Keep it somewhere written down. And of course, capture all this in a notebook or an app if you prefer that. Step number two, clarify. Now, process each item. Look at your list. Process each item and review what action needs to be taken. That list is meaningless if you don't review it and ask yourself, what action can I take on this step? If there is no action to be taken, it is only a reference document or an idea or a clipping that you want to save for later, put it in a reference section. Don't keep it in your list of action. If it is to be done, then of course it remains in your to-do list. If it has no purpose at all, then delete it. Regular cleaning of your junk is also a very good personal productivity tool. For the action list, ask what is the outcome you are looking for? What is the next step? And write it down. Right? Many times, the first step itself is the difficult one. Most people struggle with this first step. All of us have basic intelligence to understand that if something is important to us and we want to do it, once we are on that journey, we will find the strength, resolve, and the skill set required to finish that journey. It is usually the first step which is difficult. So David Allen encourages us to record that first step and make it an action item. So this was step number two, clarify. Step number three or part number three is organize. Now, organize all of this into multiple lists. Don't keep everything in one list because not all things are born equal. There will be some differences. You already created one level of difference by separating your list into action items and reference items. Within the action item also, you can include things like next action items or waiting for or projects, which, you know, group of multiple action items. Review the list very often and clean it up. I've said this earlier, and clean it up regularly, even at the list, right? And cleanup doesn't mean that you have done that activity. That activity may not be actually required now. It was required 2 months ago, 1 month ago, when it was important, but now maybe somebody else has already done it, or that activity is no longer important to do. Reflect. So reflect on your system or notes or the app that you made and see what is working or not working. If you find that you are only making lists and are not getting anything done, then the review of the whole system required. Maybe you are very good at making lists, but you are unable to convert it into action. This happens to a lot of people whom I coach. I find them telling me that, Anshuman, I am able to make a list, but I am unable to do anything about it. So there is another body of knowledge which says that a list is actually inadequate because it only adds to your concern about finishing that list. A better idea is to convert that list into your calendar, right? So you take your list and move it to your calendar. This is also part of reflection in David Allen's system. Right? So keeping it on the list doesn't do anything unless you move it in your actual action list, or even better, into your calendar. Another important aspect of this reflection is that it will help you focus on what is important to you. Over a period of time, you will figure out what is important to you and you will try and stick to that. And many less important things like paying a certain bill on a certain date, you can actually even automate. You don't have to put it on your calendar. You don't have to put it on your system all the time. Once you figure out a pattern, you can automate. And of course, like I said, review your list and do some adjustment. Last step is engage. And during engage, we say, take action on your tasks now. Right? You have done all the planning. Now engage with the list. Talk to the list. Let the list talk back to you. Do that engagement. Do some action. This is the step which many people miss. They do the planning, and forget the execution. So David talked about in length in his book, Getting Things Done, about this aspect. Of course, most important thing is do what you can, when you can, and keep moving forward. Don't fret too much, or if you miss out on certain tasks, you still have half the day, you still have more than half the week. Go ahead and do what you can. Many people by Tuesday are already sweating that they missed out their task for Monday and Tuesday. Therefore, this week is already lost. No, the week is not lost. It still has 3, 4, 5 working days left. You can catch up. Even if you don't catch up, whatever you had planned for the rest of the week, you can get it done. And in David's word, it's okay not to do everything on your list as long as the important things are done. Now, these 5 steps, like I explained, are extremely important. Of course, you can read other books which will have maybe 3 steps, maybe 7 steps, but the function is the same. If you read other personal productivity books, more or less, they talk about the same thing, that you capture something, you think about it, you categorize it, and then take some action. So capturing is extremely important. Making some kind of a categorization is extremely important. And then taking action is very, very critical. In the last 20 odd years, since David Allen's book came out, this concept of adding your task to your calendar has also taken shape. Now, since I talk a lot about mid-career blues, and most of my coaching is around helping people who are feeling stuck once they have started their career, maybe 3, 4, 5 years, and then as they go along, it's a mid-career situation. How can getting things done help people mid-career blues? Of course, GTD or getting things done can help you with better organization, right, and increase productivity. Career growth, if you get things done on time and how they are expected, then obviously it will lead to some kind of a career growth. Improved work-life balance, because you are spending less time thinking about what you will do. You will actually probably get a little bit more time for yourself and for your family. And most importantly, when you are in mid-career, you have some people above you and you have some people working for you. And you have to manage their tasks as well. So you probably get tasks from your seniors and you have to distribute tasks to your team member. But this concept is useful in making lists for others as well. Right? And of course, you can coach others to adopt this policy. I highly recommend this book. This is the original. This is the OG of all personal productivity books. I highly recommend this for, you know, people, especially in mid-career, who want to improve their productivity, reduce stress, and achieve greater clarity of mind, and also help their teams also function better. So that was my quick review of the book, Getting Things Done by David Allen. Do let me know in the comment section if you like this review. And also let me know, have you read this book? Did you like it? Would you recommend it to others? Can you recommend some other book that you would like me to review? Let me know. Till the next review, manage better.